God's plan for the relief of Avondale School. Results of the work. Through the work for the relief of our schools, a fourfold blessing will be realized. A blessing to the schools, to the world, to the church, and to the workers. While funds are gathered for the relief of the schools, the best reading matter is being placed in the hands of a large number of people who, if this effort had not been made, would never have seen Christ's object lessons. There are souls in desolate places who will be reached by this effort. The lessons drawn from the parables of our Savior will be to a very many as the leaves of the tree of life. It is the Lord's design that Christ's object lessons, with its precious instruction, shall unify the believers. The self-sacrificing efforts put forth by the members of our churches will prove a means of uniting them, that they may be sanctified, body, soul, and spirit, as vessels unto honor prepared to receive the Holy Spirit. Those who seek to do God's will, investing every talent to the best advantage, will become wise in working for His kingdom. They will learn lessons of the greatest value, and they will feel the highest satisfaction of a rational mind. Peace and grace and power of intellect will be given them. As field after field is entered, new methods and new plans will spring from new circumstances. New thoughts will come with the new workers who give themselves to the work. As they seek the Lord for help, He will communicate with them. They will receive plans devised by the Lord Himself. Souls will be converted, and money will come in. Angels are commissioned to go forth with those who take up this work with true humility. If God has ever spoken by me, it will be for the best interests of every family among us to take up the work of self-denial and self-sacrifice. Young men, you who think of entering the ministry, take up this work. The handling of the book placed in your hand by the Lord is to be your educator. Improving this opportunity, you will certainly advance in a knowledge of God and of the best methods for reaching the people. Ask the people to purchase these books, telling them they need the truth and you need the money. They might as well know what you are trying to do. Tell them of the effort that is being made to free our school from debt. Everything that can be done must be done to advance the work of God. You do not know how much influence the Lord places behind this book. You do not know how He speaks through it to the hearts and minds of men and women. But you may know that you are doing the work He wishes you to do. I know that I did what He wanted me to do in giving this book to our schools, and I have been happy ever since. You will be happy if you do His will, and when you see how unbelievers appreciate the work, it will make your heart leap for joy. It will make the yoke easy and the burden light. God will help you to work intelligently. When the Lord invited Israel to contribute to the building of the tabernacle in the wilderness, there was a hearty response. The people came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the tabernacle of the congregation. They came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted. Men came with their gifts of gold and silver, choice fabrics, and valuable wood. The rulers brought precious stones, costly spices, and oil for the lights. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands, and brought that which they had spun. They brought free offerings every morning till the report was given to Moses. The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. Exodus 35, verse 21 to 25, 36, 3, 5. This generous-hearted, willing service was pleasing to God, and when the tabernacle was completed, He signified His acceptance of the offering. A cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.